today we will be talking about the Inyan, the sugi of Sofek Tumen Breshus Rabim Torah, Sofek Tumen Breshus Yochid is Tumen. All that we learn out from Sotah. We'll also be talking a little bit about Kinei V'Stira, however it comes out from the sugi. We'll start in the parak starts Shem Shamayim Boit Kinoiso, Kachamayim Boit Kinoiso. Shem Avol Bog Shem Shasur Lebal, Kachasur Lebal. Shem Avnitmo Avnitmo. It says twice Nitmo. So Rabbi Kiva learns out that just like she becomes also to her husband, the same thing, the Boyal is also to her, that if he divorces, or if her husband divorces her, so the Boyal can't marry her. Then the Gemara says, "Mikan atodon l'sheretz." Uma soito that lo yosu b'shege kemezid boynes karotz and also b'sofek kevada. Sheretz is also sofek kevada. That means soito is a sofek, and the Torah asked her it's called v'nitmo. Kozman she's not shoyse me'amorim, so we hold her for a sofek tuma, which the Torah calls vaday v'nitmo, and she's also lebalo. So the same thing we learn. It's a sheretz, that if there's a sofik, if the sheretz touched somebody or not, if he became tomi tumas sheretz, so we say sofik kevadai, and he becomes tomi. Why? Because the Torah called the sofik soita of the losh nitma, to tell us that there's tuma, wherever there's tuma, there's the same din of sofik kevadai. And Tosfos says, this I'm adding on as just as the Hezber. Tosfos says that how do we learn out from Soita? Soita is raglaim ledover because kinei lo v'nisteros. There's more of a probability that she was nesar, and the sheretz there isn't the raglaim ledover, just a regular sofik. So Tosfos says v'yishloim ad estira alidei kinuyim besoito havi kesofik maga sheretz sherei beloi kinuyim lo yashum sofik bestira grede doloi nechshedu alo arayis. So he says that the raglaim ledover b'emes, the Gemara does call raglaim ledover, but b'emes the kinuy v'stira is what makes it into a sheretz. Sheretz is something that's tomei tzmitame, and with a kinuy v'stira also it becomes like a sofik maga sheretz before the kinuy. Just because there's stira, we don't say that there's a sofik. We say the Gemara says in kedushin eino yisrin ala yichud. Just because somebody was miyachid and a stira, we say loynech shadu al Yisrael alo arayis. And the Gemara says in Mimokim Shabosu, ma soito reshus hayochid, af sheretz reshus hayochid. Just like soito is also, and her Easter is only when she's over on the kinei v'stira in a reshus hayochid. So the same thing, a sheretz where the sofik became in a reshus hayochid is also where it became in a reshus harabim the sofik. Let's say he's standing in a place where there's three people and it's a sofik if he was negeh b'sheretz or not. We say sofik tume b'shus harabim is tor. And then the Gemara says another prat, ma soito dovo sheyesh bo das lishoel, that you could ask the isha, she knows to answer if she's tome or not. So the same thing by sheretz, we say sofik kevada in a case where the person is a ben das, and he could say if he was neger or not, if he would know. But if it's a dovar she'ein bo das lishoel, or it's a kli, so we don't use the dinim of sofik tume b'shus hayochid. And Tosfos asks, first Rashi. Rashi says, "Masoito detmeya misofik b'rshus hayochid u'mokem aroy lisoser." Because rshus hayochid is a mokem that's roy for stira. Rshus harabim is not a mokem stira. Af b'tume b'rshus hayochid tzvekei tomi. Avol b'rshus harabim toyo. So Rashi says that soito is also b'rshus hayochid. B'rshus harabim is toyo. We'll bring other Rashi's. Rashi says in Chulin, the Gemara says, there's a sugya there if we learn out Sakanta and Isura. Won't go into that, some sugya, but the Gemara says, Abaye says, Rava says, Maishno Sofik Sakanta Lechumra, Sofik Isura Nami Lechumra. We should go Lechumra wherever we have a Sofik. If there's a Sakana, let's say, if the Nochash drank from the water and he put poison in water, if we should drink it, if it's Giloy or not. So we say sofik sakona is lechumra, and a sofik isur is also lechumra. Amale abayev lo shayne bein isur le sakanta. We know that a sofik tume b'shus harabim is fekei toyo, and a sofik of my megulim, sofik of sakona is also. So Rav answered him, "Hosa milchus gemiri lo misoito." When you say Sofik Tumah Bershus Rabbi Mistora, that's a halacha we learn out from Soito. Masoito Bershus Ayochid, Aftume Bershus Ayochid. So Rashi says, "Hilchus gemiri lo misoito." The Bershus. What do we learn out from Soito? The Bershus Rabbim Sfeker Toy. V'gzeiras Hakosuvu. So Rashi says that we learn out from Soito that Sofik Tumah Bershus Rabbi Mistora, and it's a gzeiras Hakosuvu. It's mashma from Rashi that the Sofek Tuma Bershus Rabim we learn out from Soto that star, as well as we know for sure that we learn out from Soto Sofek Tuma Bershus Yochid is Tome. Da Bershus Yochid Lechumre Azlino. Chol Sofek De Yisur Enami Lechumre Boino Lemez Al Shema Yaver. And Rashi continues to say that Bershus Yochid we go Lechumre because every Sofek should be Lechumre because we're afraid maybe it will be over. And the Rishus HaRabim that it's Toyer, it's a Sofik, maybe it'll be over. It's a Gzeras HaKosu. Then he says, Masoito Shekine lo Bailo Altisteri Imploini Vinistero, Ksiv, Vinitme Obeis Peomim, Echod Baal Vechod Laboel Sheneseres Olof Bestirezu, Achiv Dekua Maim. And here Rashi brings in, we'll talk about it later, the Rashi brings in the Psukim, Vinitme Echod Baal Vechod Laboel, that if the husband says al tisteri, so she's also. The chol stire is ainu elo b'rshus ha-yochid. Rishus ha-rabim is not a stira. So be'emes, we could always say, and some sforim it says like that, that stira in rishus ha-rabim, there isn't even a sofik, because it's not a stira. The whole kinui was al tisteri in ploini, but b'rshus ha-rabim, it's not a stira. Al koponim, Rashi also says that b'rshus ha-rabim is not a mokim stira, but he says that we learn out from there, gzeres ha-kosuf, that Be'emes, other Tumas, should be Tomei because it's fake Elechumra. But Exeres HaKosuv, that Bershus HaRabim is Toyer. V'osam Udoos HaRachmanim is fake by Rishus HaYochid. Avon Bershus HaRabim Sharye, Delav Stirei, V'tumei, Me'osam Gamrino, V'tumei Karye Rachmanim. So in Rashi, there's also a lotion that he says that Tumah in Rishus HaRabim is not a stira, so there wasn't Tumah. But Rashi does say in the beginning that it's a Gzeres HaKosuv to learn out from Rishus HaRabim. Also in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, Rashi says, the Gemara says that Rabbez Din was Matir Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara says, Vahil Chesem Misoito Gamrin Olo. What do you say that Rabbez Din, they were Mesakin that Rishus HaRabim Sfeker Toyer, but it was a halacha that we learn out from Soita. So the Raisa, Ma Soita Rishus HaYochid, Aftum Rishus HaYochid, but Rishus HaRabim is Toyer. So then it says, Om Rav Yochanan, halacha vein moirin, can you hear the Gemara says that even though Softum Rishus HaRabim is Toyer, but could be that Lechatchila maybe not to do. So Rashi says, Ho Ilchis HaGmiri Lo Misoita, De Toyeru, the call iso sofek tume meosam nafke. The afik lo kro beloshen tume vinistro vinitmo. Magid lo ha kosuv shala sofek oso. Mekana todo nusheretz letame mi sofek. So Rashi starts off saying that we learn out halacha from Soito that it's Torah. Why? Because every iso sofek of tume we learn out from there that's Rishus HaYochid and it's Tome. But Rishus HaRabim it's Torah. Umasoito Rishus HaYochid Sharei Ein Stira Bershus HaRabim Aftum HaSofik B'Sheretz Einu Elo Bershus HaYochid. Koponim, it's mashma from Rashi in all these places that Rashi learns, even though Rashi says it's a Sbora that there's only Stira in Rishus HaYochid, but still he says that we learn out of Gzeres HaKosuv that Sofik Tumah Bershus HaRabim is Toyer. On the other hand, Tosfos in Avodah Zarah says Ilchesev Misoito Gamrinan. So Tosfos says Lav Dafke from Soito. We don't learn out Sofek Tumah Bershus HaRabim from Soito because in a Soito is always has a Cheskas Tara. She has a Cheskas Heter Lebalo, and we don't take out from the Chazaka unless we have a good reason. And Hamid Toyer Al Cheskose. So Bems Bershus HaRabim that Aisha is Mutar Soito is Mutar is because of Chazaka. We don't need Exeris HaKose. לא יצרחנו ללמוד מסויטו, לא אמרינו נעמי דובר על חזקוסי. לא גמרינו מסויטו, לא לא אמרתי ברשוס היוחיד, ספיקי תומד. ובסויטו נעמי, אבי סופק תומד ברשוס היוחיד. סטייסן עבד הזור, אסס מפורש, that Sofek Tume Bershus Rabim, we don't need the Gzeras HaKrozim of Soitos because of a Chazoke. Also, Tosfos Bayos in Soitos says, V'teime, l'may yitzrich ilchese? L'ay mehame toyer al cheskose, v'eim oloi nitmo. Why do we need halacha to say, sofek tume b'shus rabim toyer? We have a chazok, ahame toyer al cheskose. And he brings a gemara and nida that we do say like that. V'yesh loy ma'ila v'ilchese digam rinon. De b'shus rabim toyer, rava amine, stire denokat kole, dibar akose v'ele bohoive. V'adin l'chol sofek tume b'chol mokem shenoyel do. De misvor ein l'tayer zu, yoysom izu. We would think, if it wouldn't be a pasuk for Rishus HaRabim, we would think that Bam is just like Rishus HaYochid Shistome, so Rishus HaRabim also. We wouldn't have a svara to make the difference between Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYochid. We would say, just like Rishus HaYochid, Aisha is Tome, even though she has a chazoka. So the same thing in Rishus HaRabim, she should be Tome, even though she has a chazoka. Sal kedayt chamina digzeras melech kachi b'chol sofek tume. That every sofek tume should be tome. So how would we know that there's a difference between where it is in Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYochid? Il kachit strich il chesel amit sofek tume b'Rishus HaRabim achizkoso. To le machsino le tume misofek. So Tosfos says that we need the posik for Rishus HaRabim to tell us that it goes back to the din of Chazoka. So Bamis Tosfos is very similar to the Tosfos in Avodah Zorah because he says that Bamis by Rishus HaRabim is because we're mamid al Chazoka. But we need the posik today to tell us that we shouldn't make the similarity to Rishus HaYochid. Only we would say, now that we have the posik, we say Rishus HaYochid is a gzeras HaKrozim of its tomei, and by Rishus HaRabim, it goes back to the din of Chazoka. The Loshon and Tosfos in Avodah Zorah, he says, Bechla, we don't need a posik in Rishus HaRabim. Here, Tosfos says, we do need a posik today to get it back to Chazoka. There might be a difference between the two opinions, but in general, it's the same chat. In Tosfos and Nida, he also asks Akash, he asks Mimonavshach, how do we learn out Sofek Tume Boshus HaRabim Toyer and Sofek Tume Boshus HaYochid Tome? If the Isha has a Chazoka, so Boshus HaRabim, we don't need a Posek, and we could only learn out that Sofik Tumah Bershus HaRabim is Tor when there is a Chazoka. When there's no Chazoka, how do we know that she's Tor Bershus HaRabim? And if we say Aisha does not have a Chazoka, so Bershus HaYochid it's Tomei, but how do we know that Bershus HaRabim it's Tor with no Chazoka? So Tosfos and Nida says, it makes a combination that Be'emes, she doesn't really have a chazoka because Rishus HaRabim is a ktsas mokim stire, so there's a reus in the chazoka. So the chazoka is not a complete chazoka. Memele, when you learn out Sofek Tumah b'Rishus HaRabim that's tor, it's not because she has a cheskas tara, because the cheskas tara was Isra. There's a pgam in the chazoka. Memele, we could, so if the Torah was Metayer without a Chazoka, so we can learn out for a Shrotzim for every place that even without a Cheskas Tara, also it's Torah. And in Rishus HaYochid, it's Lav Davka where she does not have a Chazoka, because we said where there's a Stira, there's no Chazoka, because she has a Cheskas Shelo Vadai Nitma. How does the Torah say Sofik Kevadai? But it's a Sofik. So, and it comes against the Chazoka that she's not Vadai Tome. It's an interesting svar of Tosfos, but Tosfos says that that's the pshat that we could learn now in Rishus HaYochid, that it's Tome even against the Chazoka, because there is some Chazoka here that we could have fall back on to be Metayer, and Afal Pikein, it's Tome. So that means Tosfos and Nida saying that we actually need both. We need the Gzeres HaKrozim of Sofek Tumah Rishus HaRabim, we need Sofek Tumah Rishus HaYochid, and each one is coming to say, even without a Chazoka or even with a Chazoka. The Shmaitze, the Shem Shmaitze wants to say that the Psukim go like this. He's Medayik Rashi. Rashi says in Chulin, the Rashi we read before, Masoito Shekine Lebalo Altistri Imploini Venisterok Siv Why does Rashi have to bring in? It's enough what he said. And she becomes also Bestirazu. He brought in the Psukim. So, the Shmaitzer says that there's two Isur in here. There's the Isur of the Isha and the Isur of the Boyal. So the Isha had till now Cheskas Heter, and we say that she's Osur. So you see that Sofek Tume Bershus HaYochid is Osur even against the Chazoka of Heter. Now, in Sofek Tume Bershus HaRabim, the Shmaitzer says, we won't learn out from the Isha, we'll learn out from the Boyal, that the Boyal is Mutar, even though the Boyal does not have a Cheskas Heter, and he's Toled in the Sugi and Yevomis, and in the Sugi and Yevomis, that Machlokes Abaye Verova with Rabba, do we say a chazoka where it's not, where you can't apply it right now? Lemoshel, if there's a Tzoras Erva is Potter Miyibum. She falls to the brother Liyibum, is Potter Miyibum, because the Erva potters her. What happened if before, when the brother was still living, he threw a get Sofek Orvlo to the Erva? So it's a Sofek if the Tzora is a Tzoras Erva or not. So do we say that the Isha is Becheskas Heter Lashuk Lemaisa when the Sofek was, so she was also Lashuk, she was a Isha Sish. So do we say she has a Cheskas Heter Lashuk if there would have been a Gerushin or not? So the Shmaitzer says that Abayev Rava hold, and he bases it on a Shach, that the Shach says in Simenun, the Gabet Reifus, I don't want to go into all the protein, that if it's not if you can't apply now there isn't actually a Heter, so we don't say it's a Cheskas Heter, it's still also. So the Boel, Bishat she's a Isha Sish, she doesn't have a Cheskas Heter, although we could have said Lefida Shita that there is such a Chazok, that he has a Cheskas Heter to marry her if she would be Misgarish. But we don't say that. We say that since she's a Isha Sish and he doesn't have a Heter, so there isn't a Cheskas Heter to the Boel. And how far can we say that if it was a Sofik Soito Bershus HaRabim, so she's Mutar to the Boel, and there's no Chazoka of Cheskas Heter, so you see that even without a Chazoka, so Sofik Tume Bershus HaRabim is Tor. And that's his Medak, that's why Rashi says, V'nitmo Beis Pe'omi, that Rashi says, V'nitmo Beis Pe'omi Echad HaBal, Kedei, to tell us that we learn out one part from the Baal and one part from the Boel. I'll just mention that the Rashba in Chulin and Daftes and the Sugya of Abayev Rava that we read fast before is Tole and Abayev Rava a Machlokes if Sofek Tume Bershus HaRabim is Mitzad HaLocha, Mitzad Gzeras HaKosuv, or it's Mitzad that we're Mamedon Chazoka and it's Midine without even Gzeras HaKosuv. That means what we said before, that Rashi holds it's Gzeras HaKosuv. And Tosfos holds that it's because Hamitomi al Cheskosoi. So the Rashba is toiled in a machlokes Abayev Rava. He says pshat in the Gemara and Chulin that's tolin emiroi. Tosfos here in Tzoto brings two more sibas why we learn out Sofek Tume Bershus HaRabim Mistor, and we can see it in the Rambam. The Rambam says in the beginning of Perek Tezayin in Hilchas Shar Ovos HaTumas, Mipnei ma tiyaru chachomim sofek reshus orabim, sharei hatzibor oisin ha-pesach betume, bizman shatmei merubim, when it's tumah utro betzibor. Im tumah vadois nitchis mipneien, kavachemar lesofek tumah, if we say as vadai tumah is nitche from the tzibor, so memei lesofek tumah betzibor is also muter. On this, there's haoras. Some people ask that if so, it's only if the sofek is on the whole tzibur. Just like we say tumah utro betzibur because the tzibur was tome, So the suffix should be on the whole tzibur. Usually we say suffix tumah b'rishus harav is not only if it's a suffix on all three people that are there, but also if it's a suffix of one out of the three, and we know that two are tor and one is tumah, but we don't know which one. It's also suffix tumah b'rishus harav. Akoponim, the Rambam says, and that's a Tosefta, what Tosfos brings here in Soita, that we learn out from a Korban Pesach, that Korban tumah utor b'tzibur, so koshkein suffix tumah. And then his mom, Shechel, he says, She'isul kolas fekos midivreim. K'moshabiyano bilches bias asuris. The Rambam says that all sfeke deoraise is minatoiro lekule. So Menela, we learn out that sfeke, sofek tume b'shus harabim, is tor because sfeke lekule. So Ben, as we have to say, so why does he have to have the tzibur ois in Pesach betume? Well, say it's alas machte. And that's the Rambam in Perek. Tes. From Ilchus Tumas Mes. Dovo yodua, the end of Perek Tes. Dovo yodua, shekol eilu atumes v'kayoitzim ben shen mishum sofek, arein shel divrem. That what tume is also misofek is only midarabonon. Only a person who is tome a tuma vadois is tome, but somebody who is tome a tuma sofek is really tor. Avol kol asfek is bein betuma, is bein b'machola, is asuro, is bein barais v'shabosos, ein choyshishin lohen elo midivrei soifrim k'mo shebiyano bilches isuri biyo b'kama mekemes. All sfekers, amachola, is asuro, is arayis, and shabbos, were only choyshish midrabona. Midrais it could be meikl. Tafel became Dovosh Chayovin as Doni Kores, Sfeke Yosu Minatoyra. And he brings a right. Why? Because Shariyoso is Chayv Boshem Tolik, Kimoshibiano Bilchish Gogis. So this Rambam needs a Hezber by itself. We won't go into it now, because the Rambam says Arayas and Shabosis. And then he says that Krisus, because we see that there's Oshem Tolik, so Sfeke Yosu. That needs a Hezber. And the writer here says, so Shibush Godo, because all the time it says Sfeke Dorayas and Lechumra and Sfeke Dorabono Lekula. So that's the non machlokes, the Shev Shmeitzes starts out a sefer with it. Mispeken the oraisa mid rabbon and lekula mid oraisa lekula. So here the Rambam says that sofek tume b'rishus harabim is toil, because we learn out from tume utor betzibu, and his mamshich sheisur kol asfekes mid dibreim. Umipnei ma'ech miru besofek rishus hayochid, it should be also mutter. Sharei soito shenister or afal pisha dovo sofek, arei tmeo lebalo ad shetishte. You see that she's tome lebalo ad shetishte. So you see that the by sofek rishus ayochid, it should be also. So it could be the Rambam is saying that sofek tume rishus ayochid is midoraisa. But beemes it's mashma mpnimai chmiru, it's mashma midorabona they were machma. That's all the Chazonish learns, and some Sforim learn that the Rambam holds that sofek tume Roshus Ayochid, that Tome is not Midorais, it could be it's Midorabona. The Rivet here brings Oitam Acher, Mipnei She'efshor Lishoyel Al Ayochid, V'efshor Lishoyel Al Rabbi. So we said that a Sofek to Roshus Ayochid is Tome because it's a Dovor. It's only if it's a dover sheesh b'idas lishon, and Tosfos brings him Shem Rab Shimon ben Gamliel mipnei ma sofek rishus ayochid tomei v'sofek rishus harabim tomei mipnei she'efshor lishoel ayochid v'efshor lishoel harabim. Can he ask the rabim to each one if he knows if he's tomei or not? But a yochid you could ask. So also you have to know what's the difference between 1, 2, and 3. But koponim, it has to do with the din of dover sheesh b'idas lishon, which we won't really go into now. So then, as we have three timing, Sofek Tumah Rishus HaRabim, one is because it's Exeris HaKosu Rishus HaYochid, not Rishus HaRabim, and one is because we learn out Tumah Utro B'Tzibur, and plus the time that Sofek Deraisa Midrabonon Lekule, and then there's another time because the Dover She'en B'Idas Lishoyed, because it's a Tzibur, and a Tzibur is considered Dover She'en B'Idas Lishoyed, and we're talking even about only three people. Then the Rambam says in Perek Tezayin Halacha Beis Ukshem Shasoito Boya Lo Shnayim, he's coming to be Masber when is Rishus Ayochid, when is Rishus Arabi. Shem Shasoito Boya Lo Shnayim Kach Sofek Tume B'Shnayim. Sofek Tum is two, that's a Rishus HaYochid. Avali Moyu Shloisha B'Rishus HaYochid, Arei Sofek Tum Osan Shom Toil Ki Rishus HaRabim. Just like you say in Rishus HaRabim, it's Torah, so when you have three people in a Rishus HaYochid, it's also Torah because it's called like a Rishus HaRabim. And the Rambam in Ilchus Nezirus, Perek Tes, Halochet Tes Zayin, he talks about also Sfeke Tume, over there it's talking the Eitz Perek and Nozer, the Shnei Nezirim, one person told them, Voisi Echad Mikem Shenitmo, we don't know who it is. So the Rambam here says like this, Keitzad Yivolid Lem Sofek Zebet Tume, Kigoy, Shoyu Shnei Nezirim Oimdin Bershus Ayochid Shesofek Tume Shom Tome. Was two Nazirim standing in Rishus HaYochid, Voyo Echod Mibachutz Voyo Ison, Voma Roisi Echod Mikem Shenitmo. One person was standing outside. Here we see in the Rambam that it's important to say about Rishuyos, if he was in the same Rishus or in a different Rishus. Also, the Rambam, what we read just before, he says, Avalimoyu Shloisho Birishus HaYochid, so his Torah Kirishus HaRabbit. So we see that Rishus, the Rishus itself, if it's a Rishus HaYochid or not, Dugma LaDover LeGabi Shabbos, so it's also Kover Rishus HaYochid Rishus HaRabbim. But the Rambam says if there's three, he's Torah Kir Rishus HaRabbim. Koponim here he says, Sofek Tume Shom Tome by a Rishus HaYochid, in a Rishus HaYochid, that a Sofek Tume in a Rishus HaYochid is Tome, Voyo Echod Mi Bachutz Voyo Oison, he's standing outside, and he sees the two that are in a Rishus HaYochid. That's called the Sofek Tume Bershus HaYochid. If he was in the same Rishus with them, the Rabbin Bershus HaYochid Sfeikon Toyo Kesofek Tume Bershus HaRabbin. If there's a Rabbin, here the Rambam even says it stronger than we said it in Ilchus Ovis HaTumas. The Rabbin in a Rishus HaYochid, the Sofek is Toyo. That means Beiker is a Rishus HaRabbim. If there's three, it's also like a Rishus HaRabbim. That is by Soito, what is it? Where were they standing? A Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabbim. So maybe the pshat is like this, because by Soito, it's talking about people. The Rishus that's Nogat to people is how many people there are. It doesn't matter the Rishus of the Chotzer, if there's Mechitzas or it's a Rishus HaYochid, or a highway, or a Rishus HaRabbim. So that's why, by Soito, the people are kovea that it's a Rishus HaRabbim. When we're talking about a Sheretz, it's more what touched them, what came from the outside, it is totally more in a Rishus. But I'll come on, Lemaisa, there's not really a difference, and we say that if there's three people in a Rishus HaYochid, it's Torah just like by a Rishus HaRabbim. By Soito Bemis, it is three people, so why is the Rambam coming with Rishuyos? Then the Ravid says, "B'chayei roishi ein yochel lekabel dovo zeh she'im yu shloisha b'chotzer achas lo itia shom sofek tume tome." V'zeh einu min ha-gemore. Says that's not true that if there's three in a chotzer that's tome. Elam yu shloisha b'ma'amad echot v'nof lo tume b'ineem lo inoida b'eze mehem noga kulon toirim. V'yafilu yoda echot shlo inoga boi v'asofek al ha-shnaim shneem toirim. The Ravid says, it's not totally that he's in the same Rishus. They have to be in the same mama. That means standing close enough together that it could have been the Sofik on one of them also, even though he knows that he's not in the Sofik. But one Maimad, I think what the Ravid means, one Maimad is that when the Sheretz fell, where the Sofik became, it was in a place where it could have been a Gael all three together. So the Rambam says that if they're in the same Chotzer, and it could, the Sheretz fell between two of them, the third one has no connection to what fell between the two. And he calls it a Rishus HaRabbim, the Ravid calls it a Rishus HaYochid. The Ravid has to be the same Maimad. Aber im Ein Schloshton b'Maimad Echad Elo Echad Roch Mei Rochoik V'Ein Zoku Klo Em Klal V'Nofel HaSofek Al HaShnaim Shneim Tmei Min HaSofek Dekenami Arrive, he says V'Ein Yedea Eze Mikem. What does it mean Mikem? V'Ein Yedea Eze. Why does it say the Loshon Mikem? So he says Mikem Lomoli Aber Lele Meima V'Ein Yedea Eze Hu Elo Shmami Noshu Eino Mehem Elo B'Maimad Echad Hoyu. So it's a machlok of the Rambam and the Ravid, that we won't really go into it, that the Rambam says that the Rishus makes it a Rishus HaRabbim, if all three are on one Rishus, even though one is a little further away and he's not in the Sofik. And the Ravid says that they have to be B'mayim HaDechot. the Mishnah Lemelech brings down in Hilchos Ovos Atumos, where the Rambam talks about Sofek Rishus Rabbim, what we said before, he brings down a Rashba. Veda, Shekosa Bo Rashba Bechidushov Perakama Denida, and Tafeo Mit Beis. There the Gemara says that if a Isha would be Tome, Meis Leis, that means she sees Dam and it's a Sofek when she started seeing it, so Meis Leis before, 24 hours before, if she would have been Tome, so the mita she's sitting on would also be Tome. So the Gemara asks over there, it should be a Sofek Dovah Shein by Das Lishoil. So the Gemara, and there we don't say Sofek is Tome, we say it's Tar. So the Gemara says, Chavrosel, a few women are holding her in the mita, so the mita is like Yad Chavrosel, so it's Dovah Shein by Das Lishoil. So the Rashba says, Chavrosel noisozo bemito, the Davka Bishloisho Anoshim Choshiv Rishuso Rabbi. And the Rashba says that only when there's three men, it's called a Rishus HaRabim. But if there's three women, so women, a lot of women are called like one. Of course, one woman is for sure part of the Rishus HaRabim, because a Soito, there's one woman, and could be one man and two men. But a Riboy of women is still called like one. Rabbi Kivega brings on the Rambam, on the side that's Rabbi Kivega, brings a kasha that they ask on the Rashba, or could be Rishonim also ask it, he brings down the kasha is that the Gemara in the beginning of Shnei Nezirim, where it talks about Roisi Tumas Shenoflo Beinayim, so there it says that Misofek there are no Nezirus. And the Gemara says, but how do you do Akofa, how do you do Giluach of Nezirus, it's Akofa Sarosh Zayisar? So the Gemara answers, talking about two Nezirim women. And over there, the Gemara also called it that it's Sofek Rishus HaRabim if the person that saw it is standing with them together. Not that he was standing further, he was standing with them. So you see that even if there's a Riboy of women, it's still called the Sofek Tumah Rishus HaRabim. That's a kasha they ask on the Rashba. There's a Rambam in Ilchus Soito. The Rambam says, "Kimin lo im shnaim keechad, v'omer lo al tisteri im ploini uploini, v'nistro im shnein keechad, v'shuas kodim kume, avilo im shnei acher oyevio v'acher, reizu asur ad shetishte." The Rambam paskens, it's a Yerushalmi that the Kesef Mishnah brings down, that a person is mekane ta'isha and he says to her that she shouldn't be nistar with two people together. So the Yerushalmi says, first he says to b'machlokes, and then the Yerushalmi says that it's called a stira, it's called kinoi v'stira. Even though usually stira is with one, but if his kinoi was for two together, so if she was nistar with two together, it's also called a stira. And then he's mamshech and he says, afilo ein shnei acher, even though they were krovim, if there were two krovim, so she's also until she's shoyse. And he brings that's the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is mamshich, and he says, afilo in meya. Afilo in meya is also also. But the Rambam doesn't bring down meya, that the Beis Halevi will soon see. It says a pshat. The Yerushalmi is toilet. The Yerushalmi says that it's l'shitosei, that if we say that you could be mekane me'ovio me'achel that are arayas, So the same thing, you could be mekanen from two people, which means that Aviyah V'Acheo is not an Isur Yichud. There's no Isur Yichud on Krovin. We would think that the Kinei B'Stira is totally in the Isur Yichud. That means if there's an Isur Yichud on that person, it's called a Stira, and the Kinei B'Stira Asers. So in Rishalmi it says, no, that if we say there's a Kinei Asers from Arayas, and Arayas there's no Yichud, so you see that it's not totally in the Isur Yichud. So also, by Isha Achasim Shnei Anoshim, which the Gemara says, Be'emes, it should be no Isur Yichud, it's also awesome. So the Mishnah Melech himself brings down that it could be the Rambam is Leshitosei. Oid Nira Loimah, that it could be the Rambam is Leshitosei, that Eino Isho Misyachedes Im Shnei Anoshim Klal. The Rambam in Perek Chof Beis from Ilches Yisurei Bia, he says, Bestome, that a Isho is not Misyached with Shnei Anoshim. So Memele, because the Rambam says that a Isho is not Misyached with Shnei Anoshim, so there is a Isho Yichud on two together, so Memele there's also a Kino on two together. But Be'emes the Rambam himself says, Afilin Shnei Acheo Yavio V'Acheo Arezu Asura Chetishte. So you see that it's not solo in a Yisur Yichud, because on Krovim there's no Yisur Yichud. And what he says too is the Rabusa, that even though there's two, is also a Yisur. And Yimtzav is Doiche. Well, so Be'emes, you can't really say, like the Mishnah Merz Hava Amina, that the Rambam is Lishitose because of a Isur Yichud. Because if it's because of a Isur Yichud, so if he's Mekana from one person, so even though there's another person there, it also should be called a Kinevistira, because since there's a Isur Yichud of Isha Achasim Shnei Anoshim, what the Mishnah Merz says, the Rambam is Lishitose. So what's the difference if the two people were with a kinu or without a kinu? One was with a kinu and one was without, but she's misyached with Shnei Anoshim, which has an Isur Yichud, and the kinu Vestira would be totally in the Isur Yichud. So you see that not, because the Rambam says only if he's mekane from the two people, not if he's mekane from one and there's one added on. Now, the famous kash on this Rambam is that the Gemara says in Shnei Nazirim, which we mentioned, Roisi Tumash and Nizriko Beinechem, so they have to be Noiga Sofiga Isur of Nazirus. They have to be Noiga Nazirus Tumah. So the Gemara asks, why are they also, let's say, Sofik Tumah Bershus Rabim Torah, because there's the two Nazirim and the one who saw it. So together it's three people, Bershus Rabim, and Sofik should be Torah. They should bring Korbonus Torah, not Korbonus Tumah. So we see from that Gemara, and the Gemara answers that he was standing further away, and that's what we brought before the Rabbam and the Ravid. Akoponim, if we see that three people is called the Rishus HaRabim, so how could the Yerushalmi, the Rambam Paskins, that is Mekane from two people, and she was Nistar with the two people together, she's called the Sofek Soita, she's also Sofek Yevada, because Sofek Tume is also. But it's a Rishus HaRabim, she and two people, Rishus HaRabim should be Sofek Tume, but Rishus HaRabim is Toil. So Michas Chinuch brings it down from a Maaser Rokeach, and he says, he brings down the Loshen that the Maaser Rokeach says is a Kushia Tzuma Moed and Les Nagar Bar Nagar Delifrekine. He says he asked a lot of people, a lot of Gedolim, and there was no Teretz. And the Michas Chinuch says he has a Teretz, he has a good Teretz, Ad Kedei Kach, that he says that Be'ezer Hashem Yeh Nachas Ruach L'Nishmosei V'Yamlitz Toi V'Avuri. Michaskin was very happy with this Teretz. What's the Teretz? It goes like this. Tosfos here in Soita says that the Gemara of Sholosh Noshim Noisei Soiso B'Mita Totsosofek Tome B'Oshus HaRabim. Why is it Tomei? The Gemara said that it's a Dovar Shiesh B'Das Lishon, because the Noshim are carrying her B'Mita, and that's why the Mita should be Tomei Al Tzofek Kevadeh. But Tosfos asked, all the Rishonim ask, why should she be Tomei if it's Noshim Chavroisel Noisoiso B'Mita, it's a Tzofek Tomei B'Oshus HaRabim, not B'Oshus HaYochid. V'nire, D'loi Chashvinan Tomei B'Oshus HaRabim, Eloiche D'Sfeik HaYosha Yechoy L'Olios Gluy Ol HaKol. Where it's a Sofek Negiah, so we say, since it's something that could be seen, so memela it's open to the world, so it's called the Rishus HaRabim, Sofek Tumah Rishus HaRabim Toya. Avalai dinida maga vadayu shenoga b'mita. Vein shum sofek. On the negia, if she's tome, she's a nida, she's tome, she's metami the mita, the negia we see. But we don't say, we ain't shum sofek aloim roa soilav. Mekoi ma mokoi o mokim seisaru. V'leishach lemeima b'rishus HaRabim, afilem noilat sofek riyosa b'rishus HaRabim. Wherever shall be, the Sofik Ri and the Makar is a Sofik Rishus HaYohid. There never will be a Rishus HaRabim there. Memele, so Chavarayseh, Noesay, Soysa, Bemita will always be a Sofik Tumah Rishus HaYohid. The only question of the Gemara there was if it's Das Lishon or En Das Lishon. Memele says, the Michas Chinuch, he brings a Chubas HaRashb, which I didn't see inside. He says the Beishmo brings it. I wasn't Matzlech to find where it is. But he says there's a Chubas HaRashb. It goes on the Gemara Makis, that the Gemara says, that a menai, if they asked the Edim, if they saw Kemikhel Bishvayferos, if they actually saw Mamish Niznus. So the Gemara says, so the Ruchubas HaRashba says, it's not Shaykh to see it. Memele, so why do we give Misa? We give Misa because there are no Kedar Chamenoafim. But the Minchas Chinuch says, that's all Legabe to give Misa on the Easter of Arayas. But Legabe, Sofek Tumah Bishus HaRashba, Shus HaYachid, it's like a Sofek in the Makor, which is a Mokim Seisa, because it's not possible to see. Memele, it always be a sofek tume b'rishus HaYochid. So, what the Rambam says always, and the Gemara says that there's three people, Zerushus HaRabim, that's on Dover HaGoli LaKol. But when the Rambam is talking Mekani from two people, it's talking about something that's not Shaykh to see, it's a Mokim Seiser, because not Shaykh to see Kemikol B'Shvei Feres. Memele, it's always a Rishus HaYochid. And that he says it's a Nachas Ruach LeNishmosu V'Yamlitz Toiv Avurah. But it's very tamua. It's mamish. It's hard to understand b'chlal what he says, and people talk about already. First of all, so when is there Rishus HaRabim? We learn out Sofek Tumah Rishus HaRabim from Soto. There is a Rishus HaRabim somehow, so where's the Rishus HaRabim? Chutz from that, so why did it need to be Mekane from Shnei Anoshim Kedei? That it should be, even if it's Mekana from one person and another person, it's really the same Kasha in a different way. That if there's another person there that he wasn't Mekana to, it still should be called a Rishus HaYochid, not a Rishus HaRabim. Who's from that? It's modna to say that you could kill him, it's a Chiyuv Misa and everything, but for Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid, it's still called a Rishus HaYochid, Kilu, they didn't see it. Who's from that? There's a Tuma that's based on the Ede Stira. But what was the Eid Tumah coming to say? It's coming to say something that's not Shaykh to the Yitzhar of Soita, that Sofek Kevada, the Stira Minei Ube. The Beis HaLevi talks about this in Chelek Beis, Simen Mem Beis. So he says like this. When you have a Sofek, when there's three people, you have a Sofek on all three of their Tomei, Sofek Tumah Rishus HaRabim. If you have a Sofek on one out of the three, it's also a Sofek Tumah Rishus HaRabim. What happens if there's two people, and it's a Sofek, which one became Tomei? The third person that's there is the one that's Metame then. So he says that the Tumah that's Metame, or let's say a Sheretz fell between them. So it's a Sofek Tumah Rishus HaYochid. If there's one person, on him is not a Sofek. The Sofek is, did he touch them or not? He's like the Sheretz. So we say, Sofek Tumah Rishus HaYochid Tomei. That's the Beis HaLevi's Hanocha. Could be, we could have said that it's Gzeres HaKosuv, because three people said Sofek Tumah Rishus HaRabim. But Kopanim, the Beis HaLevi says, this person that's the Sofek, if he touched them or not, he's the Metane, because he's Tomei himself, he's not considered in the Sofek. There's two people that it's a Sofek, which one he touched. So he's Metame, then Sofek Tumah Rishus HaYochid. What happens if there's 10 people that are metame? All of them are tome. So because there's more people that could be metame, it should become less tome. That's not a svara. So be'emes, it's all because the Beis HaLevi said that even the first person is not nechshav chelik of the Rishus HaRabim. So 1 in 10 is the same. But we would have said maybe that even the first person makes it part of a Rishus HaRabim because it's a gzeres hakosuv. That's not so clear. He says, Lamosho Sheretz. There's one sheretz that's a sofek of itself. There's 10 shrotzim. It's more of a sofek tumah, not a sofek tara. So he says, how could it be? We'll say, if one person could be metame, if there's one sheretz to be metame, so it's tome. But if there's more people to be metame, more chances that he should become tome, so he's less tome, he should become tara. That's not mistamer. So we see meantime from the Beis Halevi that it's he understands the Sofek Tumah versus Hayachid more with Seichel, with Svaras of chances of becoming Tomek, because if it would be Mamish Gzeiras HaKosuv, it would be hard to say that. What would be by the Nazirim? He's Machalik between the Nazirim and the Soita. And he says, by Soita, so there's more Metame, more people that could be boiled. So Mele, if he's Mekane for two people, so it should be more Tomek and not less Tomek. So why, if he's Mekane for one person and there's another person there, it's not Tomei, because of Rishus HaRabim. But that person also could have been a boil. So we say, because Tosfos says that usually we're Einochim Chashudim Alo Arayis. So we'll say like this, that Tosfos Kemat says it, when he's Mekane for a person or for two people, he makes them into the Sheretz that becomes Tomei. So if he's Mekane for two people, there's more Shrotzim, it's a bigger Sheretz. But if he's Mekane only for one, there's one Sheretz, and one other person that is not Choshu. So Memele, he could make it into a Rishus or Rabbi. But what's by the Shlosha Nazirim, Mishanizra Kotuma Beinayim? So we say that that's called a Rishus or Rabbi. Even though one person, he knows that he's not Tomei, he said they are the ones, but it's called a Rishus or Rabbi. What would be if... what would be if one of the Nazirim is touching a mess, he's holding a mess? Mess munach al ksefoy, so he says mechulol voimet, he doesn't have the isur, he doesn't have the tumah, the added tumah. And he says, roisi tumah shenizriko beinechem, there's three people there, so he's not in the sofik, he doesn't become tome. He's like already tome. So what would the Beis Halevi say, that that's a reshus hayochid and not a reshus harabim? That means, he's saying that if there's no sofik on one of them, the metame is not part of the sofik because he's tome already, so he's not part of the sofik and not reshu. But what would be if the two nazirim, one is holding a mess, and he's tome already, he's not in the sofik. It doesn't matter. There's no, it's not nogea the sofik. So we would say that it's not a reshu sarabim, it's a reshu sayochid. That we would have to be mechalek and say that this, that he's holding a mess, he's already tome, but if he wasn't holding, he would be Tommy, so he'd be in the Sufik. It's hard to find what the difference is. Then, also, in the same Rambam of being Mekane to two people, the Rambam says, Vishoas Kedei Tume. That she was nistarim shneim keerod shas. That means she was showa only one kedei tuma, not two kedei tuma. So from the balim that we have a sofik, there's only one that we have a sofik on. We don't know which one, but only one should be also, not all of them. And it says nitmo v'nitmo, so they're all also. Why are they all also? So the Beis Halevi says, so the Beis Halevi says that the fact that they're all also the Baalim, because says v'nitma is mekani tetu, and they're all become also v'nitma echad lebaal v'echad leboil, even though there's only one that's in the sofik. So he says that since the boil has a chezkas isur, that he was also till now, and he's still also, and he brings that shach and simenu that we brought in the beginning from the Shev Shmaitze, so we can learn out from there to every place. Oh, he says like this. He says that we could learn out from the Isha that she becomes Tomei because her Sofek Rishus or Yochid is Tomei. Till now she was Tor. But the Boil that was always also till now, so the fact that he's still also, even though it's a Sofek and we know one of them is Vaday Tor, from there we can't learn out because he has a Cheskas Isur. He has a cheskas isur that he was anyway also because of Eishes Ish. So memela, from him we can learn out like we learn out from the Isha. So here, by the way, we see, not like the Shev Shmaitze. The Shev Shmaitze says that we learn out from the boil, the Gabi Sovik Tuma Bershus Orabim, that even though there's no chazok, it's mutter. But here the Beis Halevi brings a chocha that even though it's on the other side, and Sovik Tuma Bershus Ayochid, but we can learn out from the boil, we don't learn out. Although it could be, he's talking only where there's a chazok. That's a shaila. Rav Shach says on it, on the same nekuda, that there's a few boiling and only one is a suffix, so why are they all? So Rav Shach says, brings a raya, that what Tosfos says a klal, Tosfos says in a few places, that we learn out suffix tume bershus hayochid tome is only where dovor shiyochol lios, not something that can be like by the shnei nezirim, that one is tome and one is tor. We don't say that they should both bring a carbon, each one a carbon tar, each one a carbon tum, only they bring bershutfus. Why? Because it's a dovor sheinu yochol lios that both are tome or both are tor. We know that only one is. So we know misofik and one is, and we do it bishutfus. So he brings up Pilpo that the Rambam also holds of this cloud that we don't learn out from Sofik Tume versus Arabim Dover Sheino Yocholios. And could be learned in the Rambam that it's Doraisa Sofik Tume. Akoponim, if it can't, Dover Sheino Yocholios, so when there's, he's Mekane from a few people, from two people, so one is the boy and one is not the boy. So why are they also? It's a dover sheino yocholios. I mean, the Rambam says it's like every sofek tuma v'nitmo v'nitmo echad lebal v'echad leboyel. So why are they both also? It's a dover sheino yocholios. So Rav Shach says that b'emes it's a difference. The isha is tome bevadai because sofek tuma b'shur sayochi. The boalim, since it's a dover sheino yocholios, so they're not tome sofek kevadai. They stay in a darg of sofek tuma. They're not Sofek Kevadai, only they're Sfekas, because Sofek Kevadai is a Dover Sheinu Yochlis, so they blend together Sfekas, which is a big Chiddush. Then the Beis Halevi says, why doesn't the Rambam bring the end of the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi says, Mekane from two people is Sofek Kevadai. And then the Yerushalmi says, Afilu Mimea. So why didn't the Rambam bring Afilu Mimeo? He brings Afilu Mishnei Acher, Shaviyo V'Acher. So the Beis HaLevi says like this. If there was two Eidim B'Mdina Sayan, the Gemara says that it's not, two Eidim that know about the Isha that she was Mizana, they saw her Mizana, so the Imayim are not Boidik. So it says, V'Iloi Nitma V'Eidim Bo, Akoponim, if there's Eidim anywhere in the world, there's two Eidim that saw her being Mizana, the Imayim can't be Boidik, and there's no Ashko. If there was only one, he is mashke. That's a separate inyan. If it's before the ashkor, if the ashkor kaponim eidechod is not ma'akev ashkor, if he didn't come, and the two eidim, even if they didn't come, but they're ma'akev ashkor, or the maim is not boide. So he says, if there's more than two people, it's mekanet emeya anoshim. So there's one boel, the rest are not boelim, because there's only one shiur tumah. So the other ones are Eidim that they saw she was Mizana. So Memela, the Maim can't be Boidek, so it's not Shaykh, can't even steer on it. So Be'emes, it's love Davka, because it could be the all go Bemokim says, and they won't see her being Mizana, they were looking a different way. Not Davka, but the Beis HaLevi says that's why the Rambam doesn't bring Meir, because then there would be Eidim, like Eidim and Dinasem, Eidim Shazinzo is Ma'akev Dashko. And we would have to say that the Yerushalmi, oh, it's not like that. Somehow the Yerushalmi was chaylik on it, if there's Eidim, or some way out that he's chaylik on the Bavli. But Benes, the Rambam is manshich, and this one we read it before. Afilu hein shnei achel, o yavio v'achel, reizu asura ad shetishte. Even though there was two brothers, which are arayas, so she's also ad shetishte. But he could have said, afilu hein meyo achim, or meyo krovim, that are posel eidis. And it wouldn't be Eidim b'mdin asiyam that saw it. I think that the Eidim that are b'mdin asiyam are Eidim that could be made on the tomb and the mekabel then. But if they're krovim and they saw it, I think the din is that it's not me'akiv dashko, because they're not worth out Eidim. So when the Rambam said, afilu en shnei achel, yavio v'achel, he could have said, afilu shloisho yavio v'achel, and then we would have had the Yerushalmi also. That's our aura on the Beis HaLevi. So that's the union of that's part of the union of Sofek Tumah Bershus HaRabim and Bershus HaYochid, that Sofek Tumah Bershus HaRabim is Tomei Bershus HaYochid is Tor. The Shaila is, do we need a Pasuk for both sides, or it's enough for Bershus HaYochid and Bershus HaRabim is because of a Chazaka? Some say the Rabbam says it's Midrabbonot. Then we went into the union of Kinei V'Stira, if Kinei for two people, if the Rambam says that it's called a Kinei, and everything that comes out of it, how when it's called the kinevestir and when it's not called the kinevestir.